Hey everybody, welcome to the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman here at Salt River Fields in Scottsdale, bringing you another installment of the show. And for this installment, I have relief pitcher DJ Johnson on the show. DJ, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So, obviously, we caught up with you last year, and Baseball Nation got to know your story as you emerged as a September call-up. 29 years old at that time. You're still 29?
Still 29.
Still 29. Still very young on the south side of 30. I guess, I'm sure it was a whirlwind for you then. Having an off-season to reflect, what stands out most about last September coming up, not only making your debut, but then making the playoff roster and really having an impact?
It was all just really surreal, going through it and everything this team went through, those last 15 games to get to game 163 and win the wild card, then eventually go to the playoffs was absolutely amazing. And, as soon as the season was over, I couldn't believe it. I got home and, thinking back on everything, I still couldn't believe it happened. It's a lifelong dream come true, something I've worked very hard for throughout my career. Didn't think it would ever happen, didn't think it would, I would ever get there, but just being able to be a part of everything was amazing.
And folks, Kyle Newman alongside DJ Johnson on the On the Rocks podcast. And when I caught up with you last year after you had just gotten called up, for people who don't know your story, you're working in a lumber yard in Ohio just a couple years ago. You had bounced around some organizations. You were in the Angels organization where Bud Black originally saw you.
Right.
So he took a flyer on you, and lo and behold, you pitch your way up through the minors and get up to the big leagues. But we all know, you're not a guy to just rest on the laurels of last season's accomplishments. So what'd you do this season to up that, and what are your goals in this spring training right now?
My ultimate goal, obviously, is to make the team. I think there's a spot or two in the bullpen that's up for grabs, and I show up every day doing everything that I can to put myself in the best position to win that spot. And this offseason, it just made me want it more. Getting a taste of that, being a part of everything. All I wanted to do was get home and start working. But, the smart thing to do is take some time off, relax with the family. Got to do that, spent amazing quality time with my family this offseason. That was awesome. But as far as work goes, I woke up every morning, got my lifts in early and going through my throwing program and everything. My main goal was to make this team. And, I push myself every single day to get better, get stronger. Lost a little bit of weight this year, so we'll see how that goes. It just makes you want it more. I'm not satisfied with everything that happened last year. I am very satisfied with the way things went.
Right.
I want to stay here. I want to be a big leaguer. I love playing this game. I love playing for the Rockies. This organization is fantastic, and I want to be a part of it.
And so, last season when you came up and you did, I don't have your stats in front of me, but obviously you did well enough to make the playoff roster, as I mentioned. You got some action in the playoffs, right? Was that a great experience in order to, I guess, season you for the pressure of this big league camp where you're coming in and it's like, it's great to be here, but I want to make the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was last year. That's over and done with, and everyone's focused on this season. We didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish last year. We fell a little short of where we wanted to be, and everyone's eyes are set on October and November this year. And I know they're going to put the best squad on the field to get to that point. And like I said, I'm doing everything that I can to try to be a part of it. I want to help this team win.
And Kyle Newman alongside DJ Johnson on the On the Rocks podcast. And DJ, you mentioned you lost a little weight. How much weight? And I guess what was the impetus for that? Did you feel like you were a little above the desired playing weight? Or
towards the end of the season, I got a little aggressive with some of the big league food. But they eat good up there. Just kind of wanted to trim the fat a little bit, show up in the best shape that I possibly could for spring training, and show these guys that I'm not messing around, and I mean business, and just kind of wanted to stand out a little bit. And as far as the dieting went, I just wanted to eat cleaner, be healthier. I am 29 years old, turning 30 this year, and I know as you get older, you know, your body usually starts to break down a little bit. And yeah, I just wanted to be as healthy as I could.
So Nolan was telling us about his dietary changes. It's almost like a modified keto diet he was doing. Are you doing any specific diet? Or
no, it's just what I did was intermittent fasting. So okay. I fast for, in the off season, I would fast for 16 hours and eat for 8 hours. I would try to get, you know, 3 good meals in a day, but I would train fasted. So my body was working on basically what I had for dinner the night before for energy, and in that sense, kind of burning fat. And I think, you know, at one point I lost way more weight than I wanted to. I was down 30 pounds at one point. I was down to 220. And I actually walked into the gym and my trainer was like, dude, you look like sick. So
so you scaled it back a little bit.
Yeah, I scaled it back a little bit, you know, had a couple extra peanut butter sandwiches that week to try to put some weight on. But, you know, it was a real kind of, it was a trial and error thing for me. Like I said, my body feels great. And the next challenge that I have is kind of incorporating that into the season. You know, talking with Tyler, our nutritionist, our chef, he sat me down and kind of had a talk with me about it. You know, maybe it's not the best thing to do the fasting during the season because you have to have energy.
Right.
And, you know, 162 game season, you know, we're pushing into the playoffs. I mean, I need to be in the best playing shape, you know, come August, September, October, instead of, you know, the postseason, you know, trying to feel good, look good. But ultimately, it comes down to being healthy, being strong, and you know, I feel strong right now, so I'm feeling good.
Again, Kyle Newman alongside DJ Johnson on the On the Rocks podcast. And one final thing before I let you get back to the diamond, DJ. A lot of optimism within this Rockies club this year, and you alluded to it earlier when you said, you know, this team aspires to be playing into late October, early November. There's only one series being played then, obviously. Right. A lot hinges on the bullpen. I know you're still a guy trying to make your name, trying to make the 25-man, but what do you see early in spring that gives you hope that this bullpen is going to, you know, answer the call with, obviously, Ottavino left, but, you know, Oberg coming back, Russin, some, you know, Shaw, McGee, you know, having those turnaround seasons. What makes you hopeful it's all going to come together out there?
Everybody's hungry. You know, there's you know, this is my first time in a big league spring training clubhouse. Throughout my career, you know, I've come to back up games, but I would do everything on the minor league side and then, you know, come hang out for the game.
Right.
But just being around it on a day-to-day basis, you know, I see guys come in and, you know, they're immediately in the weight room. I see Tony Wolters every single morning. He's here really early, getting his work in, doing everything that he can to be ready every single day. You know, our catching force is, you know, a big part of what helps us.
Right.
But, you know, Oberg, Hungry, Shaw, McGee, Wade, everybody's doing everything that they can to get themselves ready. And, you know, I think there is an attitude in our clubhouse. You know, Bud brought it up day one. You know, we had a good year last year. We didn't get to where we wanted to go. And I think that doesn't stop at the bullpen. I think that goes into the offense, defense, and everything. We have a very special clubhouse. The atmosphere in there is amazing. You know, we keep it loose, we keep it fun, but everybody knows that we have a job to do, and that's our focus every day.
And folks, Kyle Newman alongside DJ Johnson on the On the Rocks podcast, just talking Rockies baseball. DJ, appreciate you joining us, and best of luck moving forward. Hope to see you on that 25-man roster. So
thank you very much. Yeah. I hope to be there.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you.
Again, folks, you can head to denverpost.com/Rockies for more multimedia content of the club throughout the spring. And until next time, thanks for listening, and take it easy.